This is about you, me, we, and our untapped potential. This is The Huge Upside.
Salamat kay Namodere. And, of course, Bilar Keiko, that makes me a vampire. Yes, and today we are also have a vampire on the show. Give us an intro, your own version, guy.
Make some noise, Metanautilus.
Ah!
Welcome to The Huge Upside.
Ah, friends, if you're tuning in right now, yes, Lupin here is probably the biggest metalhead sa Cagayan de Oro City.
Not that much. Slight lang.
Yeah. But I guess so. When even off camera, kung mag-story ata, kay you seem pretty knowledgeable of music and all things rock related, anything from grunge I think to alternative. Masipra na siguro ni mo tanan, no?
The noise. I mean, my current project right now is Lupakal. It's a two-man project which I play bass and guitars and as well as vocals. And shout outs to my homeboy
shout out
Austin. Chang akong kabalak sa banda and we play
Black Noise. In fact, I have here some of our releases. So these are my prized possessions.
Wow! Nagdala siyang tape.
This one right here was our first release under Anugal Audio Terror Records, based off of Laguna.
Can you pass me one? Ako ipakita.
Sure. Go ahead.
How many tracks?
It has like 8, I think. 8.
Walo? My goodness. And they don't make this. They don't make this anymore.
Yes, of course.
For folks, especially some kids who are like on TikTok, this is called a cassette tape.
This is called a cassette tape. And this one right here, the next one, this was released over at War Vellum. It's a record label based off of Edmonton, Canada. It's a three-way split album, which composed of us, Butakal, Declaration from Indonesia and Contempt from Singapore. So, here, check this one out.
Hot damn. Look at this. Still in good condition.
And it's still sealed. I haven't opened it yet.
This one, ba? Wow. But the contents, my friends. Ang sulod ani. Best be prepared. So, for folks, I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the metal scene is still alive and kicking, but that's not the popular sound these days, or nor was it ever popular yun sa una, but only to a select few nga tao nga who actually, you know, listen and indulge in that sound. Pero for folks who are first-time listeners sa imo karon or nakaila sa imo karon pin, can you take them through the journey of metal? Like, can you like explain what metal is?
Well, for sa ako, metal sa local scene?
Yeah, or any general.
Oh, well, sa local scene, nag-start Japon ko as a fan. I was always a big fan of the local scene. Not only in metal alone, as well as mga indie. Sa akong journey sa music scene, my very first gig was entitled A Call for Blood that was held over at somewhere at Detachment. It was a it was under Sick Blast Productions. Wala naman na sila karon.
Where and are then, they now?
They've long gone.
Wala na. But who's the kanang karon?
Sa karon, we are having E-Troops, si Leo Badas kami, shout out si na Leo, kina Ocho, and na JB later, guys.
Ocho, you mean sa Queso?
Yes, yo. Oh. No. Milan de Chosa Cervantes, shout out mga homeboy. Yeah. Karon sa among scene karon sa metal is dili na miingon nga kanang magstick lang sa isa lang ka particular genre like for example death metal or like hardcore. Ga ina-incorporate na po namo mga uban styles. I mean by the way since ato naman ang naisgutan, promote dai ko sa ning upcoming event namo which is called Rig Out Fest, which will be held over at Philbit Restaurant
August 20. Yeah. What time does it start?
1 PM.
Yeah, so folks, if you're still wondering what metal is, or that's the first time nakaduglay mug metal, basin abi nyo puthaw, actually, metal is also a form of genre sa rock, subgenre sa rock, nga Well, how would you best describe it, ang metal? Heavy guitar riffs?
Well, if Ozzy Osbourne would like to describe metal, mostly para sila as more on the riff ragged. Metal is about the riff.
Riff.
The riff. It's
and
about the riff.
Obviously, mga ad-lib.
Oh, solos. But
distortion.
Distortion. Mga heavy sounding.
Palm mute. And maybe double pedals.
Of course. Double pedals.
But, yung wala.
Drums, before, inaudible, ganyan double bass. Di gid siya matulon.
Karon.
Murag.
Doubt na lang.
Na-learn na lang, like, appreciate. Even the blast beats.
Pero, since you mentioned that, I'm curious, Keiko, inaudible kayo siya. But you know what? Some genre of music was also inaudible.
Oh, of course.
Like, hip-hop in the 90s was deemed as, kuan, yan ang murag, dili maayo para sa mga bata.
Oh. I mean, there was this speech ni former alam former kaning kinsaning nidagan ng presidente sa US nga
Barack
dili former way back in the early 90s kanang yang gipang-igo tanan banda ang tanan mga hip hop or tanan mga pati metal he said was and I quote I'm talking about groups like Cannibal Corpse, Ghetto Boys and Two Live Crew about exploiting music that indulges the pleasure of raping, torturing, and mutilating women.
They actually really demonize the genre.
Oh, ilang demonize ba? So, moto nga time nga, even ang mga underground, gaka sulod sila sa mga kongreso, senado. Kay, kaning PMRC, kanang Parents Music Resource Center. Sila may nagpuuso ng parental advisory bitaw ka ng
really?
Nasa mga tape.
Rated oh. PG.
Yan na ba? Parental advisory explicit lyrics ba? PMRC na siya.
But do you think, okay, I mean, please be advised, folks. Take this with a grain of salt. But, you know, the more you stop something,
the more
people will rebel.
Oh, I mean,
hayaan na lang mga tao.
Hayaan na lang mga tao. I mean, even Alex Webster once said niya, kanang ginademonetize sila or like ginadisregard sila. Kumbaga para siya, mura na siya kanang free advertisement na lang. Wala man sila maulo silang gibot in the first place. So, yun
na attack. I mean, if it sounds so true to your heart, then wala pa ka nagpasakit og lain tao.
Yes.
You have probably even inspired a lot of folks.
Yes.
I've heard a lot of testimonies from Metallica. The music carried them through their depression, carried them through their coma. Actually, one person woke up from his coma when he first ginagipamaminaw siya og Metallica nga kanta.
I mean, the songs alone are like morally talk about sa personal life gid ni James Hetfield, which is like, oh, nagi po siya depression, nagi po siya mga hapit sa mag-suicide, nga na ba? So, namaya po yung time nga, nahimu siya siya ng heavy alcoholic si James Hetfield. So,
okay.
So, nagi po, kanang black nga album sa Metallica, moron, kuhan gina siya, moron.
Yahan na personal.
Oh, personal gina na nga makasakit na. Nga, yan ang gina-criticize ang religion, nga na ba?
No, obviously, I think ana magit siguro ang all form of rock except siguro for Christian bands. Murag tirada ginila religion, no? Murag ilagit gyud batikoson.
Murag kibalik ko man gud kining murag sa metal man gud is more on the negativity side of things maguna. So kibali ang gina-target gyud nila it's either politics or religion. Pero kun magud kay I mean since minor keys man ang metal, so kung di magini man na, di magka makahisgot og love story niya, metal ang tukar.
Lain ba yun? Trust me, folks. You don't wanna listen to that.
Kung kani,
love song, puro ra, singgit.
I mean, kung ano, kadang, di, awkward siguro ba, kung murag, baduy, mga metal, pero love song, pero okay naman siguro.
Yeah, but that's, I think, that's why there's like subgenres nga new metal where or rap metal or katong mga metal sa 90s nga nag-drift away na sa more metal sound, pero new metal na sila. Ang sound kay mag-transition na sila, ga-incorporate nag something love.
It's like if a certain band doesn't want to repeat their sound repetitive, mag-progress.
Mag-evolve
into something else. I mean, look at Deftones.
From di bagay ra ba yan, no?
From 6 to 7 to 8 to 9 string guitars now. So, kibali, ang pag-progress ilang music, more on kwa na siya, for a bigger audience na ba? Not way back in the 90s nga, for skaters, for cholos, mga chicanos.
Chicanos ba?
But now, more on kwa na sila, gina-incorporate na nilang ilang mga topics more on sa ni mga last,
yeah, and mag mubagay rin po sila because I think their genre is sauna. Would you categorize them as death metal?
New metal.
But their songs aren't.
Ang
the lyrics are.
And the lyrics are. Anya, kwan po, kaning si Chino Moreno kay Morasag, kaning tao kanya. Anang murag, multi-directional siya ba?
Ba?
Multi-directional siya.
Him and Jonathan Davis, I think.
Oh, Jonathan Davis.
Sila.
Pero nagnaman po yung solo efforts si Jonathan Davis. Nag-solo album man siya nga.
Ano siya yung tirada niya?
One, yung dark siya nga industrial.
Dark industrial
siya.
So less of like guitars, pero more on in other
instruments. More on synths, heavy synths and keyboards.
Oh, okay.
Pero ang corn ka nung napadayan pa mang Japon. Tuloy pa mang Japon.
Sila gina nga kung nailan nga wala nagbago ba
eh. Adi, nabarugan na gina nila, established na gina.
Panindigan gina nila, no?
Panindigan na nila lang nga kung gina sila. Pioneers of new metal gina sila.
Dili na sila mausab.
Nga, kung unsay tunog nila from their first album, hangtod karon mora gina Japon sila. Seven.
But okay, we've been talking about, like, we're paying homage to all these artists that we admire.
Yes.
But ikaw, you're a local artist yourself, a legend probably in the scene. For folks who don't know and first time pa...
I won't call myself as a legend. apparently not.
Very humble. So, a lot of folks look up to Lupin, actually, because he is the dark one. The dark one. The dark Lupin. Gabi, I think you ushered a lot of folks into the music scene. And
oh, of course, kay gina di man sa ko karang gina welcome sa nako nga. Not only for like particular scene, like di, I mean honestly, nag-start magi ko sa metal.
Nya. Karon,
barawan na, variety na.
Kusa na.
Saka na tag sampa na tag reggae, sampa na tag hip hop. So and of course, it's still music. Kay wala man say rules.
And I think it's always the current. So sa ato back then, nobody would jump to hip hop because it wasn't the current.
Yes.
And for us, let's say for someone who is a purist who doesn't like to evolve his taste, magpabilin gid siya. Folks who were banda dude, I know a lot of folks nga banda dude back then, full time rappers karon.
Oh.
It's always because I think a lot of folks mo jump into the kwan pud ba ang flow pud sa music nga ang stream sa music. Di agad mo stick sa usa ka genre forever. Mo evolve gid siya from rock, which is skateboards and all that stuff, hanging out late. It was so cool back then to be a banda dude. Now what is cool is you get to be a bedroom producer.
Yes.
Produce ka sa imo own beats in your laptop.
Oh, pwede ra.
Diba? Or be a or rap your own bars.
Oh, pwede ra.
Rap ka. It's so much cooler
in 28 bars challenge mga yana. 28 bars challenge.
Ba?
Ginapauso sa mga local artists po na to. Like sila Looney, sila ni Delo.
Ba?
Sila.
And that's the current karon.
Oh, yeah, karon.
So for example, if you were born in this generation, for sure, bisay rapper na ka.
Oo.
Ba?
But in all honesty, I appreciate all kinds of music. Sayo magitag budots.
Ba?
Wala problema. If it has rules, it's not music. Mura na, Master Ja. If it has rules, it's not music.
It's not music. What about this kwan kining mga purists who like don't dili kay open?
I really don't care about purists kay ako as steady as I go. So kwan lang ko kanang ya pasagdan ra ko ng mga elitist, mga being an elite, it's not my kind. It's not my thing to be an elite kay mga miguhay man ko mga tao
ba.
Barkadista man ta, so
I used to be like, you know, kanang DJK ko open to like other genres. I'm really thankful sa Bisaya rap nga, no? It really opened up. Kato, I really na-appreciate gig kaayo na ako ang diversity sa music. Pareha man day tanan.
Pareha tanan.
It's all the same.
Yes. I mean, kung I myself as a music lover and as a musician, if I would limit myself to just one style of music, then it would be like limiting the whole spectrum of what it is to be, of what it is a musician in the first place. Kung music lover ba gig ka. So kung ang imong diversity alone is nag-transcend ka from hard rock to metal to hip hop and then back in between ba na balik-balik ra. Kun it means nga kanang healthy ang imong mindset sa music nga. Wala lang ka nakulong sa isa ka
sa genre.
O sa genre.
Wala po ka nagpapriso.
Wala pa nagpapriso. Wala ka gilamon sa sistema ba.
Yeah. And I see that now, sa especially these days. MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, Post Malone.
I mean, ba? Post Malone before he even was Post Malone. Gitarista ba sa banda sauna?
Big Nirvana fan.
Oh, nya. Di ang yung banda gitsa na metalcore, which is Ashley's Arrival, Muras Lag Asking Alexandria. You can check it out.
Ah.
Si Post Malone gitarista na siya sa Ashley's Arrival. Nya crabcore Japan nang kidigig kinabayo ba kidigig. So basically Post Malone himself is a shredder bitch.
Yeah.
And very he plays good blues really clean, man. Yeah, yeah. He's a magic guitarist.
Sarap si tingog.
Oh, sarap si tingog.
Husky. Skrillex.
Skrillex. Banda na sauna.
Yeah, screamo din
oh,
sila.
Oh, screamo na sila sauna.
Ba? It's so fun to watch. Like I just appreciate this now more than ever. Probably the young generations don't see this because they're more open these days.
Yes.
And I'm just well. There's nothing I can do for the boomers, mga karang tao who like, wala na jigi mabuhat. The old generations always like to say negative stuff about the new.
If talking about okay boomers and being standardized nga ilang ginastan nga gibutangan nila mga
labels
ang something para sa kwa it's no longer their time so
okay, but at some point also nakaingon jud ko nga manang makasabtan po na ako sila because I was that like you know I could never understand youth energy sa una kay ako sa una when I was young wala ko kabulong alingasan na day ko I got older. Wag yapo ibot. Pero when I see younger folks, alingasan ako ba eh? It's always something like that. And then I think culture and music is also attached with ana. Diba?
Yes. There will always be a particular culture and even subculture. Sa let's say for example, kung metal lagi ng mash pit, lagi ng mga hasi-hasi. Unya kung minka grampa-rampa hip hop, lagi ng mga boom, bouncy. So for me, like as a host nga gina
and you see everything
and I've seen everything, man. I've seen everything. I mean, I've hosted bands like Jason in Town Reggae, even the last time Nasar Trip una natong kwan sa Nasaret. I was wearing an hip hop show to siya nga event, pero I was wearing an obituary shirt metal.
And you know what, kids wear those. I mean, hip hoppers love to wear those.
Cross pollinate na mga artists kanon nga. Let's say for example nga, I saw even this like say nga hip hop siya nga kwan nga guy nga gasa ni nagsepultura like uy nya ba? Nya dili po nimo siya nga like i look down or discriminate kay basin yeah. mas dagan pa sa alam kaysa sa imo ba.
Yeah, and so, you know what, sometimes like even I see some memes online. Wow, you're wearing a Nirvana shirt. Kasabot baka unsa na?
Mao yun.
Come on, man. You should be proud.
Murag batasan na Jared Dines ba? Name 3 Nirvana songs. My God. What's the big deal? T-shirt or maguna?
Okay,
ano, namagoy, nalgi. I mean, going back to the purists, kaning mga elitists lang, kanang gapang gatekeep ba? Kanang
gatekeepers.
Mga gatekeepers ba?
Dili.
di ko kasabot nga nung gina-gatekeep nila ang something nga. I mean, Metallica alone nga, proud kay sila sa ilang Instagram post nga, nagbuhat may music aron in the first place aron nga ma-share na mo among personal experiences in life. So kani mga purist sa Metallica nga nagatanaw Stranger Things, ilang gina-discriminate nga sana man ning banda, sana man ning banda nga gina paborito naman niya para pangkuan pang gina gina-endorse naman sa mga popular nga mga TV series, which is like unsa may problema ko ana. I mean, Cannibal Corpse one time was in Ace Ventura movie, the part 1.
Oh, ba?
Oh. They were playing, they played the song Hammer Smash Face.
Nga, okay raman.
Nga si Jim Carrey.
Ventura, si Jim Carrey.
Oh, Jim Carrey, oh. Nikata pas Jim Carrey. Nikata pas Jim Carrey, anak.
I don't know, there's something about it, man, that I just can't let go.
Hyper kay kano? Do you want more?
Yes.
All right. So friends, bringing you to our break sa takajot. Bringing you to our sponsors, Hiatus Coffee. That's what Lupin is having right now. Isog.
Ay, perting isoga. Labi ka isog.
Dun lang ay gisag asukar for this. I can't have coffee, so I'll give Lupin my coffee kay 48 hours na ko mata. I need to sleep. So, I'll pour you some.
Kung
usap for the for the kwan. Tagaya na to siya.
Tagay.
Ayaw, mahugaw ang carpet.
Ayaw, siguro.
Right. Done anything? There you go. So, there you go. Hiatus Coffee, everyone. Find them outside Yaka, Bukidnon. The place to be. And, yeah. So, Lupin, before we proceed. So, folks, just so you would know, para makita mo Lupin in his prime, in his pure element. Sige, stop na with the pure.
Enough with the pure. I'm just a regular junkie.
To see what it's like when he's performing, check this video out. Did you cover a song, Ani?
Yes. We cover a song by Cold Chamber.
And what's the band that you carried, Ani?
Mananap. Mananap.
Kinsa nagpangalan na na?
I had my blood brothers, sila John Paul Apostol, sila Jake Lituanas.
Shout out
na ko sila, mga team amawi po na sila. Oh. And kay Killbox, kay Bung Raps, sa si Michael Repesora, among vocalista. I really have no idea kung yanong gitawag lang ba na mananap because
siguro kung ihawan ang baboy, murag
wee. Wala ra.
Alright. Phil, can you pull up this video? Good Lord! Muramag naigi ihaw nga baboy. But actually, I'm just trying to be, you know, I've just overreacted. But to be honest, I love that song. That's probably the second time I've heard it, but I just love all things metal.
Thank you, man.
But I'm not sure, though, for the general public. Now, see, when somebody hears that kind of song, obviously, you guys love it. The scene loves it. The underground community loves it. I love it. But for the general public, the masses, this is something that will never... They will have a hard time listening to. What do you think is something about... Is it just because people have preferences? Or is it because subjective lang yun ang music?
Or maybe people are scared of the music.
Really? is that also the goal of metal? Scare folks?
No, to scare people. Scare people off their pants. Mora. Mo mo gyud target kid sa metal in the first place. I mean,
it's for the brave then.
It's for the brave then.
But
pero I mean, kung broad lang gyud ka og kwan, my imagination, not all like heavy music has its like own set of rules nga nag sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Live fast, die young. Mm. I mean, let me...
the rock and rolls of the 70s and the 80s. Yeah, I mean, that like, lifestyle.
Motorhead, Alice Cooper, muna lang mga... nya napayuban niya ganun gana incorporate sila mga something harsh and extreme and violent niya ganun maglubag manok sa stage ana padugog manok sa stage or like
oh, or bite off a bat head.
Ozzy. Nagitay napayuban niya magbutang og either pig heads or goat heads sa stage pang display decoration kay mo lagi ba attitude
yeah. It just adds to the aesthetic I guess
So maybe it's their way of playing, being artistic, or what should I say? What do you call this? Being like the so-called true cult, or like the
written. They always give off that vibes. Like, do you have to be involved in some kind of occult or culto para lang?
Didn't know. I mean,
you're just a fan of music.
I mean, in the first place, metal didn't start here. Sa Birmingham, one biasa UK ba yung nagsugod ng metal tanan? So kibalik kita ng mga let's say like
sanga-sanga
na lang. I won't call them as copycats kaya ano, I mean again wala may rules ang music
actually everyone is a rip off of like what just happened in the past.
I mean kanemong when you say something like ako nagpabuso anak, I mean wa kabalo na napay mas naguna si Moana
that's so true kay Everything that has been taught, you thought that was new, has been thought of like million times. So
I mean, not in a particular like place or like country or like in a scene rather. Pero kung tanaw ni mo sa murag sa spectrum within sa like in creating music, which is not suitable for everybody. I mean.
For sure, wala na nagpadayon because the backlash.
The backlash.
Pushback.
Before, gina lockdown ang metal as kanang murag music for the devil, something like that. Manang kibali murag nakakosyag epidemic back then nga mga rebellious angst kani mga the bane of.
Isn't the music also about that, but?
Oh, I mean.
Obviously,
they. Okay, kung
punk.
Punk alone is ano? the bane of society, ba ang kwan punk. The bane of society, ba ang punk. So kibali, I mean, from being like, what's it patawag na mahanay ka ng, be like banger or rocker, skid or punk, call it whatever you want. Kumbaga, kung wangi ka, kung junkie ka, hunt fan sa premiero, mo gidyapon ka. I mean, look at guys like Jim Morrison, Gigi Allin, kana sila. No, mga tawanan, mo yung kagrabe ka, mga controversial kid.
Because they live that life.
Living life in the past lane ba?
Ba?
Okay, kumbaga, wala kaming pake.
Yeah. Yeah, and does that also, I think, in a way, but people need to understand that these are just people, not the actual music itself.
Yes.
Because once folks like such as those guys, those artists represent this kind of music, the sometimes the brand and the brand of the music also gets labeled the same, which is it shouldn't be that way. Okay, people are individuals.
I mean, well, naman po ubang ginsan niya murag. They live up to the things that they say in their songs. Kay, let's say, for example, sa black metal, ginabarogan nila kanin yung mga
silang religion
o mga devil o yung mga lyrics. Kay, gapang sunog yung silang simbahan sa Norway. Nga nang ang mga kwan ba? Nga nang ang mga binuhatan nga murag against the religion, yun ba?
Which is unnecessary.
Diligi sa dapat ba? Yeah. I mean, why burn a church kung minka kung gusto nimo i-detest ang isa ka tao sa pagka Kristiyano. I mean, ingana sila kang extreme na.
That's very extreme behavior.
Na kayo.
And that's what folks I think and probably the public is afraid of.
Yes. Yes.
Too rebellious.
Too rebellious. Oh, kanang murag kuno gid siya murag over the edge na gid siya ba. Murag di na gid siya ingon nya, di naman isip bay. Adlok naman ni kayo.
Yeah. No. Has it ever occurred to Kagayan?
Wala pa. Knock on wood, wala pa.
Anyway, Lupin, I think you have a lot of fans and I think you're really loved and adored by the scene. So,
salamat.
When we go to the comment section sa ato ang segment karon, I think it's only prim and proper that we give this, we show these folks some love. Be, I'm not sure. I'm having a hard time going sa atong live. Okay, here I am. So, na dire, first, can I say?
Oh, go ahead.
So, actually, Sir Ronald naghatag og 50 ka stars. Salamat.
Wow. Salamat. Salamat, Sir Ronald.
Salamat, Sir Ron. Toby Obito.
Ah, oh, sa Trilogy Productions. Shout out sa mga homeboy.
Oh, yeah, kapatid. Ah, si Kwan. Mista. Mm. Dark Lupin.
Idol, Mark.
Not a Dark Lupin. Is it because you're trying also to live up to the metal name? Or the metal brand?
Well, actually, Lupin ra magitawag na lang sa akoha sa Ronald because back when I was in second year high school, ako rin na notebook nga Lupin the Third. Ako mga classmate, puro mga Dragon Ball, mga Ghost Fighter. Ako rin nakalae ba? So, mutong nangalan ko Lupin.
Miguel, wala na, kuhan, anang cowboy, kanang cowboy bitaw, space cowboy.
Space cowboy, cowboy bebop. Kuhan, tibali, ako rin mugod siya pun sa tibok eskula na mo sa nasa Agusan High School ang nga, gintawag nilang Lupin. Wala ko lang karibala na. So, moto nga, na-leap up na po rin ako. Dala na ako sa, na magpaila, tawag lang Lupin na. Lupin lang po.
Lupin, I guess, and to this day, people still call you that. Mm. Has someone ever called you Danny?
When I was working back at a call center agency, which was Exodus, tawag na sa ako, Danny or Sir Danny.
Pero ang tibok, when you hear someone say that old name, does it, kwan?
Kakabaguhan, kakakurat. Di mapod. O, di na po kakakurat. I mean, mubisan.
Mubisan, empty note po yung ngalan.
Danny Armond, biya. Mubisan, yung pangalan.
Tita Loops by Joshua Iman.
Barkada. Charat.
Dark Lupin, Sargatanism.
Muna yung first name sa first nga akong account before. Yan, nahak akong kranya Facebook. Oh, by the way, guys, mga gusto mag-follow sa ko, you can both check me on Facebook and Instagram. Just search NK Retaliation.
Why? Okay, explain to folks why you named yourself. Why the moniker NK Retaliation?
NK is nipple crud. Nipple crud. So, bali, gibali ra ang Dark Lupin. Gibali
now you know.
Gibali ra na siya, gibali. And more na, Retaliation. So, wala na ko limo nung naan niya. Murag i-last name. Bakay, dili naman ma-hide ang last name sa Facebook ron.
Dili na
bitaw. Dili na ma-hide. So,
wala na ka mo input yung
last name. Oo, input og last name. So, wala po gali mo naunaan. So, mura niya. Alala ka simple.
Napadiri, oh. Alright, Sparikoy. NK, Retaliation.
Ay, my man, si Austin. Austin. Si Austin. Yeah. Siya ang other half sa Butakal, kani.
Oh.
Siya ang drummer sa Butakal. Kumbaga, mutong kong ipakita niya na itong 2-man.
How do you guys, since you're a 2-man crew, di magkuha again mag mga sessionistas?
Ah, really? We never play live.
Recording
lang. Recording again. One rapport siya, kanan naras sa balay, in-house recording ra, DIY. Okay, since the music...
Na kay Rig Out Fest, wala yung gigakaw na magpaparma na?
Wala na. I mean...
Man, why? Are you waving the white flag na? Surrender na?
Oh, not. Not totally. Kay, I mean, ako ba yung mag-imusap host na and I'll be handling
31. Yeah, but I mean, like performing live in front of an audience, a crowd.
Well, kung naimu approach nga, pin, session ka pin. And so, mag-o, gitara ba ho? I mean, I can't play drums. Gitarista, gid ko, bassista, gid ko, mora gina.
Shredder.
Alipo ko shredder. Anang, more on slapper.
Slapper.
Burding, burding.
Layo,
sir. Slapper po ko, mora po na.
Napay usad diri. Pin, i-share to imo wala na album pina Transylvanian Hunger na style.
You can check it out on darklooping.bandcamp.com. So,
why? What's so special about that one?
Kung sa kaning more on kaning mga parody ba nga ang among music is grindcore pero ang among mga lyrics kay kaning mga Japang rip-off ug mga commercials ba. Nga ako ga dub.
Grindcore, pure double pedal.
Oh, and then blast beats din. Tatatatatat blast beats.
Ano, murag, helicopter.
Oh, helicopter.
Yeah, imagine that, folks.
Pero ang mga lyrics na mo, kay Moron, mga commercials, shoutouts kay Tatong, kay Wins, o kay Ting Mars, sa Pip Alabam na to po. Ato na ginang humanon. Apel na kana pare ko, Austin.
Napadiri, Pino. Mm. Danny Armon by AJ Caballero, apat.
Oh, si Baso, Sabotaje. Muna siya? I mean, vocalista, oh, si Baso. Hello, so, hello, Mikaela. Shout out sa inyo sa Racing TV Hardcore.
Shout out. Na yung sad, I don't know if kaila ka ni Buena Flor Cram.
Ah, si Kwan, si Mark. Mark Cabrera sa Cambrian Studios all the way from Malibalay.
Oh, really?
Hello, Mark.
Shout out.
Ah, wala. Pugi.
Pa-shout out mi diha Boss Lupin by Don Ismael.
Oh, hello Don. Shout out. Salamat kayo. Salamat sa pag-tune in.
Si Kuano Cyberband, Andoy. Pa-shout out Kuya Lupin and Kuya Mikael.
Oh, of course. Doy, si Sir Ronald. Salamat sa opportunity nga inyo kong gihatag nyo sa last Saturday night. And it was a killer show. Gay gabi ka bagsik yun nga banda.
Ba? 12 promising. Okay, 12 songs.
Oh.
8 minutes each song.
And then, one, grabe ka bagsik nga banda. Yun ba? I mean, grabe sila ka-promising.
Okay, you're a music connoisseur.
Yeah.
Okay. Math rock na to.
Progressive.
Progressive.
Progressive. Niya, in short, dili magpasipra. In short, oh.
Dili to siya masipra.
Oh, dili ka ng, ganun ko, technicality wise, shout outs kay Andre again. Grabe.
Grabe ba?
Power gig kay sila musulat og kanta. I mean, hands down gig kay ko sila. Nga, kuan ba, kaning, mga bata pa ba ya? Dako yung potential nga in the near future mas mabagsik pagkita sila ba?
I think they're in their 20s.
Oh, 20s. 20 man naman natin.
Avida Kadavra, folks.
Yadi ka power,
ba? Grabe, ba?
Nga, ang ilang tunog kay, napon sila marag, kung paminaw niyo mo kay, mura sila tagagawas. One of my favorite songs nila kay katong Don't You Ever Give Up. Itong music video nga gishoot sa Gusa. Gusa, nasa Coastal Road.
I think that was their old songs.
Ah.
Gabi, okay, let's talk about Cyberband for a bit here. Gabi lang layat, no?
Oo.
I mean, I don't understand it, but ikaw, does every musician go through a phase? Nga marag, from probably having like more acceptable for the mainstream nga mga songs, and then this big jump to like progressive rock.
Oh, kuan kung... Kung feel ni mo ang murag repetitive na para sa imo ang imong old stuff, so syempre mo progress gid ka. Lagi nagi progression ang isa ka individual, either ikaw mismo ang songwriter or like player ra ba ka or riff maker ra ba ka. Kumbaga kung minga sige balik ka man ang agi, aso mo explore kag lain, mo tilaw kag lain ba, kumbaga mo tilaw kag lain sudan ba, okay, naandan na ni mo
imong dili sudan sa mana. It's a pailain tilawan.
One. Wag.
Mabuking siya.
Mayabuta na.
Okay, because I totally get that. Because ang artist, although aside that they want to showcase their newfound skills or talents, pero reason why I ask nga, do every artist go through a phase?
Oh, of course.
This phase of theirs, hypothetically, and this is not a knock on Cyberband, mo labay rapod ni siya.
Yeah, yapon na padulong yapon kay at least mo abot lagi yapon sa time nga mag-mature mag yapon kay mo lagi. Kumaga ang dapat talas naman siya tanan taon ni puberty, magi puberty siguro ba?
Ba?
Nagya po
so,
na.
So, kani karon puberty stage
na puberty dila. Stage.
Sa, as a band.
As a band.
Okay, they're just so young and talented.
Pero grabe ka bagsik, bay. As in, hands down. Kapag-pag ko silang sit.
Grabe. Like really, 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 really talented. Friends, if they actually just released their recent album, The Light, 12 tracks. If you're a lover of music, man, progressive rock, ano to siya? Nasi ko ano, Inday Banat, diriyo.
Ah, si Miss Lisa. Hello, Inday Banat!
Actually, inviting her, diriyo.
Ah, wow.
She used to be classmate sa high school. Sa Xavier Samuna. Shout out, please.
Anika, hello, Inday Banat!
Wahin Dread.
Ah, si Mitch. Ah, kwan. Singer sa Oromata. Ako nga idol. Hello, may. Hello,
oh,
say.
It's her.
Oh.
The girl with the dreads.
Oh, the girl with the dreads. Idol. Kaya na ako na bye.
Idol, shout out.
Hello, Tay.
Leo Anthony Tuazon Bagolor. Shout out naman diha Pin.
Oh, of course. Sa kinatibukan sa CDO Badass, sila Leo, of course si Rotso, si JB, si sila Adok, sila ni Rebox, si Rex ug si Lester, and sa mga nakalimot na bugoran. Basta mura to. You know who you are, guys. Si Dio Badas.
Bidats Idol sa Cagayan, G-Pars.
Ah, si Uncle, Uncle. Formerly of Supercharger and Trendkill.
Trendkill?
Oh, ilang banda sa una. Kapanugtong sila mga Slayer, Devil Driver.
Copy. Dagan siya mga metal.
Oh, dagan eh. Ubay-ubay. Ubay-ubay eh. I mean, back in the day, nga, wala pa ng mga E-Troops, wala pa na sila. Nai-grupo sa mga gitawag, Metal Disorder Management. So motong mga karang mga pioneers.
Let's
mga,
say sila ang sound table sa metal.
Yes, oh, sila. Okay. Kumbaga sila ang murag mga papa kay Bale dire. Unlike aside sa Punch Bowl Sonata katong kang Sir Chuck. Shout out kay Sir Chuck Bowl.
Plus oh. Minus Riot.
Oh. Na kwan pod hangtod sa nam nagkagagmay-gagmay siya nga into nakabuomig mga gagmay nga scenes. Which is like sa Brutal, nai Brutal Minds, nai Sick Blast, hangtod sa...
Grabe ba? Hmm. From something that starts with just an idea, mukhang siya na mabunga siya, no?
Mabunga siya ka. I mean, kumbaga, naranasin mong drive. Kumbaga, kung passion mo magigit siya in the first place, kaya niya mo siya mapanindigan. Yung magigit siya mabarugan.
Ni-absent na ka, ani? Ni-absent pa ka? Ni-absent na ka, wala pa?
Ni?
Absent ka sa scene. Bagit?
Wala pa, sukad, wala pa. Kumbaga, I mean...
What if the day will come nga? Wala lagi sila Lupin diri. Weird, sir, kaya na ano?
Well, basin. Ako, kung... Kwan? Marag. They, naman po ko, aside sa...
Na nakikipang Finland, diya. Oh. Bahay ka muna, diya.
Na. Ano lang. Okay. Usually, man, good. When they say nga, Pin, co-host na ni Pin, no? Oh, problema. I'm good to go. Okay. I mean... The last time nag out of town gig ko, it was primero sa SJ Telets Overview. The gig was called One Love Jam. Shout out sa Lubela, kina Mark Chester ni Lady Jean. Sila may nagkuha sa kwarto nga time nga. 2-day event to siya. And then the second one dito nagit sa Daplin sa dagat sa Initaw Japan. Beach Resort ba. Kan mo to sa nga Beach Resort.
Midway.
Adili unang pa is Midway. Nang grabe na kay siya katago nga isla. Tago na kay siya nga Beach Resort ba. The gig was called Tugtugan sa Lapyahan. Ako yung nag-host nato. Ang nato main event ato mas Jason in Town. So pali karon nga na bilong ko sa ilang gitawag niya murag ng Mr. Variety ba. Kay yun ang makugaw pamili ko, no? Yun ang makugaw pamili ko, no? Kanyang music.
For opportunities.
Oh, for opportunities, good. Kay, murag, para sa ako naman lang, being part of the scene is like, I mean, reaching out to people, nga, uy, pag kayo lang, alay, bay, sabay ta. May problema.
And I think that's our, Juan, you know, it's, you may not admit it, but it's like a responsibility po ni mo bang, I need to keep showing up kay,
yes.
You need to keep growing the scene.
Anagin. Yeah. I mean, alone, nag-start ko sa hosting way back when pa.
What year? 2005, 2006?
Back then, morang metal ra Japan ko. Pero, nakasulod ko sa uban mga eksena. Let's say, for example, sa Eggman. And sa...
Shout out
sa Eggman. Moto nga, natilawan ako ng mga indie. Yung guwapo man sa lang music, ba? Yeah. Hindi man sa lingon niya ka ng, ay, kanang pang-jolog. Kundi siya ka ng more on, pang-masa siya, but at the same time, kanang, dili kasi lingon niya ka ng, murag, clicking a music ba? Kay, what is, independent ba? Independent scene ba? Gid sila nga, kumbaga, na ikaw galing yung style ba? Na ikaw galing yung sound ba?
Carry on, I was listening.
Okay. So, moto nga, nagpadayan na lang yung Japan ko kay, natumli sa opportunity kay kun po kaning anang gusto lang po nako nga ma-appreciate ko sa tao nga as dili ko ingon niya kanang close-minded di po ko gagapang gatekeep
ba
okay akong gusto bang maka-reach out ko sa mga tao nga uy yani one to what you see is what you get ba nga yani daw ko ma-approach yung tao nga uy pre sabay ta ginahan ka niya tunog ba ginahan ka niya tugtugan and naran na nila kung minsan lag sabay ka okay? O like pag feel nila ang music nga ay okay oh then diba? I think I've done my job right that
yeah paano ka
fulfillment
God forbid pwede na ka you know that cliche san pwede na mamatay ana lugar. If you would coin it that way.
I kumbaga kung nalang koy kung nako naki kung nang makita na ko ang akong sumusunod nga generation nga murag nag-evolve na into something murag ni prosper bitaw gid sila sila pagpaningkamot. And I think I've done my job.
Yeah, and I can see that. Okay, you are sowing seeds bitaw and everybody probably you may not want to be labeled as this, but I think you are labeled as a metalhead, diba?
To some.
And whenever they see you in different scenes,
oh,
you know, part of metal or part of that music, that genre also carries through with them.
Correct,
diba?
Oh, correct. Oh.
Markag kuan ba? Let's say you're passing down your genes or siya ba, yung influence, basi mga embers lang, mga sparks lang. Oh. Bay nadala. I saw a guy MC'd one of the Nazar Thrift events. Mm. I know that dude was a metalhead.
Oh.
Diba? I might listen to some metal on some rainy days.
Oh,
ano? Yana, diba?
Oh. And then di man po na ko ikaw low in the first place nga ako nag-start gid gyapon ko sa hard rock so kubala ang akong journey within sa metal. Nag-start gid gyapon sa as from being Shako, no, Wolfgang, you know.
Yeah.
O classic vintage.
I loved Slapshock.
Oh, Slapshock. Oh.
That was probably my gateway to a lot of music.
Oh.
But I listened to a lot of 90s pa, but you know, once I, you know, when you were in high school, imong influence kay mas ma-magnify ba who you are close to and what your the current music anang time plays a big influence sa imuhang what your musical preference would be. Let's say my time high school ko so ang mga Linkin Park, Incubus, mga Deftones, Pearl Jam.
Ako,
that became me.
I mean, well, kung ako I had like a Greyhound cassette tape back then.
Seven corners.
Na round trip sa Tibok Iskilan. Yeah. Grabe nga. Hulam kupin. Oh.
Nya. Yeah. Ayos ay. Oh.
Na round trip sa Tibok Iskilan.
Gabi, lata na kayo.
Na. Ngayon ka, gisi na kayo. Nya. Yeah. Di na mo tuyo. Kano ko. Noon, kay, kung pa mo ito sa una, by one take one mo ito sa Maan Video and Sounds, skit kay. Planet NGS, kung kapalit sa una.
So old, man.
Katong mga, itong Pablo Out Sale nila nga, itong, by one take two, nga na, sa Maan Video and Sounds, sa una.
Okay,
motong up siya ko masiyog aong balon kit aong balon sa nakatag 50 pesos man so oh. Dako ko kakatiyom na every weekend dagan ni ko sakit kay
palit
oh ngita kun sa makon kanin yung siya unsa ning dark throne unsa ning kritulo pilt ala intriga kay ko ba hangtod sa mo itong up as years gone by nga nahuman na lampos to nga that particular moment nya sige try daw nato ning mga extreme kanet dawag dalag extreme na gin extreme
from, more than words
sing I love you dili form of extreme metal kay kumbaga nitilaw na ko mga thrash death black noon sa hardcore punk nagyo ka na pugo nagtuloy-tuloy lang yapon pero yapamino gid yapon ko mga uban nga klase po niya I mean yapamino gid ko enya yapamino gid ko Bjork na ba trip no
I love Bjork.
Oh, bad trip po. Bitaw ko sa round trip. Pwede po ko. Pag trip na ko mag, it's all so quiet. Maminaw ko.
Maminaw. Yeah, I mean, as a fan of music, you would listen to anything.
Oh, diba? Of course.
Sayag yung
kagbuntag. Oh, kay, so, kay, pangit sad kayo kung, yun kag, pag matagbuntag, metal lang to niya. Tipo kadlo.
Oh, ayaw. Kapit yung mga move
oh,
po.
Oh, oh.
Naan ko maminaw o mga jazz kang buntag, Coltrane, mga Miles Davis kang trip na ako. Or lo-fi rin nun niya pagka,
pag masingit sa akong playlist ang ganing butanta tong sa tikas na akong cellphone kay nakoy mga gipang nalun yung mga unusual yung mga kanta I mean 1 hour straight nga nagpatugtog ko grabe kasaba tapos mutugtog na ng mga tang dang dang tang dang dang I'll allow it I'll let it slip by paminaw ginimo
that's also it's nice cause you get a break
so imurag grabe na imurag magdilabi mo ulo sa kasawa so nitsa kag mga
this probably wrong this probably something wrong this not nakon purist but there's probably something wrong if dili nimo sagula nimo playlist
oh wala kay variety sa imong playlist so, pangit ikaw kan kanya murag kun ra kay ka murag close minded ra kay ka dapat gidagi kay mga pang downers dia nagdagi kay mga
mix of
everything
from a very loud song to a very mellow and then pam party na dahil tugs na yun sa di ba?
Oh, okay, good. Okay. Again, kung ilimit na nimo ang imong kaugalingon yun sa just one style of music, that would be limiting the whole spectrum of what it is to be a music lover in the first place. So dapat ang gika, appreciative gika dapat. Appreciative lang gika.
Try tanan.
Yeah, ayo. Pwede i-criticize pero ayaw lang i-discriminate. Ano lang. Kaya na magyapoy uban.
You can discriminate the music maybe that don't discriminate the folks who are listening to.
Yes, correct. Like, so, mga okay boomers dira. Sorry. Wala gyud mi paki sa inyo.
And even, not just the okay boomers. I think, katnamag yung mga set of people not just belonging to that generation. Bisag ako, millennials from time to time. I'm a hypocrite if I don't saying I criticize or discriminate. But yeah, I come across those stages and faces, especially when I'm hurting. Kung you're hurting, you also hurt others.
And it depends on how you criticize naman po lang. Either destructive or constructive. Kung for example, gi-criticize ka for one thing. This one makes sense. Sige, ako yung paminawon. Pero kung yung nang-criticize lang siya pa, like, just for being hate, for hating, bahala ka dyan. Ano lang. Okay, namagod yapon sa ubang tao nga. Hey, I like your sound, but I really don't like the lyrics of your song.
But that's being constructive.
Constructive. No. So, pwede ka mag-talk of something else, like, can you talk something positive? Like love, or like anything. Like,
I mean, sagulig love mo. Ba, yung metal ba? Kaya puro ragit mga kuhan. Sagulig sag love, be.
Nami kanta Linkin Park love song. Bugat kito nga kanta with you. Gagagagagang.
First album nila.
First album, Hybrid Theory. First, love song mag-una.
Rest in peace. There's still a lot of folks nga pa-shoutout ni Mode. And I guess we need to cap this off in a bit. So let's just give props to these folks. Nadere. Si Ivan Mira Fuentes, Dark Lupin in the house.
Ay, si Ivan Darrell. Sa tukar sa niyang banda kay Metalikod. Shoutouts niya sa E-Troops niya po na siya.
Shoutout. No. Napadereo, Idols by Marius Ryan Mira Fuentes.
Si Marius, ayan na yung zone po.
Yan
na yung zone.
Digabs, Shimi, yo.
Si Dagul.
Mabuhay ka.
Drummer sa Impulsive Nemesis and Ancient Legacy. Sa Japan sa mga idol nga mga tao nga mupalo, blast beat ba? Terador kayo mga kayo. Si Dio Badas, Japan. Shoutout.
Lupin knows everybody in town. So mag-ingat mo, friends.
Uy, hindi po rin. Not all.
Kim Buds, I love you, my love.
Si Kim. Session contributor na sa Butakal. My love sa tawag na. I first met him. Nisulod na siya sa isin. Ako'y nag-invite na siya sa isa ka gig. Nga na. Moto nga. Nagkasood me. Again, I don't gatekeep people. So kung naigusto mo sabay, alay, sabay ta.
Ba?
Nga kay ang sa community magod sa like let's say for example not only in metal but even sa mga indie o sa mga mainstream pag tanon ni mga uy na gusto mo sabay ali if dayon welcome feel at home
ba yeah. Okay, I have a quick one. What if this person proves to be toxic later on?
Dispose
as a community you have to decide
dispose
napay usa diri pino ani katulog siya pa shout out Lupin the Great by Solchi Santos.
Hello, oy. Si Solchi. Hello, shout outs.
Wow. Hey, friends. Ipaspaso na lang ako. Leo Anthony Tuazon Baglor. Pag-mention ni mo, maanpin na reveal imo edad. Age reveal daw, be. How old are you?
36.
Diba? 36 years old, friends.
36. Legit. January 14, 1986.
Now you guys know. Pagkaan na. Gcash nila ni mo.
Wala ko Gcash. Wala ko Gcash.
Yeah, man.
Wala ko Gcash.
Pa-shout out Lupin the Great.
Big
Bin Diha Mot Luengas Loren by Julia.
Mot! Thank you for watching, Mot. Salamat sa pag-tune in.
Niabot sa huge upside ang Sigbin ni Danny Armon.
muna lang kanchaw sa kuha kay. Ano? Kuan mo gusto na. Hangtod pero ang Japan hits, mag-good Japan ko. Hitchhiker, mag-good Japan ko.
Same.
Oh.
The same.
Oh, kumbaga road warrior ya punta.
By
Pilta. Pilta diyan.
I don't care about money.
Oh. I mean, moabot og dabo sa nga ang Jisre dala.
Ba?
Oh.
Man, okay, friends who are listening, there's so many, there's a lot of currencies sa kalibutan, not just money. Relationships also currency.
Yes.
Network is also currency. Dili lang kay kwarta.
Yes, correct. I agree.
But take this with a grain of salt. Ha? Yes. Ileko, that was not financial advice. Okay, napa. Pa-shout out, kapatid. BJ Sick here.
Ah, oh, si BJ, formerly of Young Blood and Gabriel's Eden. Idol ya po na ako na. Palalabs ya po na ako tawag na.
Palalabs.
BJ.
Joseph Kidet. Lupin, Bitaus.
Oh, don tabak sa Iligan na siya, sa Iligan. Ilado na sa Iligan ng drummer.
JM, JM nakaituna. Pa-shout out pin.
Hello, hello JM. Shout out pa. Salamat. Thank you for watching, guys.
I guess that's everyone in the comment section. Now, before we cap this off, Lupin, our name of the show is Huge Upside, and I think now gapaningala siguro kang anong gipangalan namo among selves ang show Huge Upside. So, pero ikaw, what was your first initial thought? Upon hearing that name, Huge Upside, what is your meaning, Anna? What's your own interpretation?
Huge Upside. So, maybe murag huge nga something nga murag ga prosper mo upwards or like, I don't really have like any sort certain concept with sang anong inyong pangalan. So kung una, huge upside. So, kumbaga, your guys are really looking forward to prosper or like gusto yun mumulambo. So, muna. So, we're talking, we're not only talking, but thinking of huge things that are coming ahead. So, mura na. I guess that's my only description about it. Nga mahunaw naan.
There you have it. Straight from Dark Lupin's mouth. Kay, nitatukoy mo to gihaul, no? Tanan?
Pagaw magoy. Pagaw kay ko.
I appreciate talking to you, Pin, and probably let's do this more often, no?
Oh, of course. We invite oy, papatid ito ko sa atong mga kapwa sa Team Amaw.
Yeah, Team Amaw.
Oh, salamat so, kayo. Akin na Mami Shirley, of course, kay Elvis Rock, sa mga admins, sala ni Ate Maribek.
Na-share niyo mo ni sa Amaw?
Oh, na-share na ako sa Amaw ni.
Right.
Sa mga sa itong mga tropa na sa kwan, sa itong mga diehards, sila ni Joshua, si Michelle, sila ni sa pa, sila Maxine, Rani, si Ara, sila ni Jan Paul Apostol, itong drummer niya ako sa Mananap, Amaw yung punto siya.
Amaw yung punto siya.
Sila
Mau.
Ni, Mau.
Anything else you want to plug before we wrap this up?
Rig oh, Fest, again, Rig Out Fest, 31 bands. It's wow. a clothing line expo na siya dito sa Uptown. We will be having guests from Cebu, Iloilo, Malibalay, and Iligan. Mag-start na siya dito, alauna sa hapon, all the way tungang gabi. And of course, Cagayan Indie Fest, 26 and 27 sa Gamba Sports and Music Bar.
Before Fiesta.
Yes.
Well, it's about to get loud and noisy sa Cagender City because dool na ang piyesta. It's always August, no?
It's always August.
Friends, stay safe. Okay, you know, this city is becoming metro and, you know, a lot of crazies out there.
Yes,
TBH,
yes.
You know, we all love each other, but please take care of yourselves. Amping mutanan. And Lupin, salamat sa pagdalikyat dere. I hope you enjoyed your coffee.
It's a pleasure, man.
Love your story, man. All right, buds. See ya next Monday. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone, guys. Cheers.